This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
This is Powering Through the Pandemic on BFM 89.9.
We've been reminded over and over again over these last few weeks to just stay at home. But for some, staying at home is proving to be a real challenge. According to property rental platform Speed Home, it's not just the frontliners and healthcare professionals that need assistance in trying to secure accommodation during this time, as the MCO has apparently left many anguishing about the roofs over their heads. Evictions are on the rise, and so are rent defaults, rent delays, and the basic inability to pay rent. But there's a middle ground to be found between these landlords and tenants, and Speed Home is working hard to help them find it. And they're here to talk to us about this, plus all the other cool stuff they've been doing during this MCO to help not only their stakeholders power through this pandemic, but frontliners and potential customers as well.
I'm Wei Ming, CEO, founder of Speed Home. Speed Home is a property transactional platform where we are very focused on rental. So we basically connect landlord and tenant to rent direct. And some of our key unique selling points is that the tenant don't have to pay deposit to rent a house. And at the same time, we protect landlord with insurance 20 times better than the rental deposit. So that's in a nutshell what we do at Speed Home.
Wei Ming, thank you so much for taking the time to speak with us. I know you're really busy even during this MCO period.
Yes. This MCO period, it's been quite busy for us. We have a lot of things going on. Being a tech company, we are quite, we have work in place, policy in place for quite some time already. But some of the things like call center and all those are impacted. So before the MCO, when the MCO was announced, we actually rushed to get a virtual phone system to get all our staff to work remotely. Mm. That's internally specifically, right? So we have, in terms of operation, we are still okay. In terms of the market, we see in terms of search volume and all those, they dropped by 70%.
Wow.
So, yeah, it's pretty bad.
No, I read on your website that on average, the Speed Home sales team receives some like 6,000, 7,000 messages a day. How have those numbers changed during the MCO?
Correspond to the drop of search, 70%. Yeah, so that's pretty drastic.
70% as well. So are people actually looking to rent or buy homes during this time?
We don't have much buy data, but on the rental side, they are still renting. Hmm. Fortunately, in January, when the COVID-19 thing has blown up in proportion in China, we started to take some videos of the houses where we launched this thing called contactless viewing, where tenants can actually view the videos of the actual house unit and book it directly. And if, as and when they move into the house, if it's significantly different from the video, then we offer full refund with no question asked. So those are some of the things that we have done. And what we have seen in the shift of behavior was that back then, before MCO, after viewing the video, people still want to view the real thing. But with now, actually, we see a quite encouraging numbers where they just pay the whole booking and rent the house directly just by viewing the video. So I think it's a good digitalizing process for us.
So based on your database of available properties, you know, what's the ratio of availability for contactless viewing of homes? Yeah.
Yeah, so we ramp up in March. Right now, we have around 400 to 500 houses with contactless viewing. Probably around 20% of our entire database. Yeah, but we are mostly focused in Klang Valley, right? So anywhere in Johor and Penang, we are not aggressively pushing for contactless viewing because we don't have the means to do it. So, for example, right now, because MCO, we send our home runners to take the video on behalf of the landlord. So that's how we are doing it right now.
Aside from the contactless viewing of homes, you also launched a program recently to offer free accommodation for frontliners.
Yeah. So it started with Peter Jagger. Peter, there's an organization that reached out to us to say there are actually a lot of doctors looking to move.
Mm.
And we thought, hey, we could do something about this, right? I mean, MCO, things going to look bad for a lot of property owners or whatnot. So we started off, we said, let's not convince the landlord to offer free. So we try to subsidize the rental ourselves. And subsequently, that's how we decided to launch it as a program.
So you tried to subsidize the rental yourself. So that must have set you back quite a bit.
Yeah, I mean, well, part of, you know, what we do is, you know, part of our core value is do the right thing. And we thought that, you know, if we as a platform couldn't do anything to help these frontliners, then, you know, we are pretty useless as a platform. That's what we thought initially. Mm. So after we launched, there are landlords that come forward and say, yeah, we want to participate. So it helps us a little bit in, from that point of view.
So I also know that other property-related businesses and services have stepped up to do just this, you know, provide the accommodation for frontliners. But they've kind of struggled to do it on as big a scale as Speed Home has. You know, what are the main challenges in trying to organize this, you know, logistically speaking?
Right, because some of the other providers, they are pretty much, like, for example, hotels, they are in specific locations.
Mm-hmm.
And doctors are, or the frontliners are mainly looking somewhere near to hospital so that they can reduce the travel time, right?
Yeah.
And these are the things that hotels can't move their physical location, whereas we aggregate from all the landlords from different parts of the country or area. So it allows us to be more nimble in that sense to offer it to these frontliners.
What about the sanitation of these units?
Yeah, so we have a verbal agreement, you know, with the doctors that, you know, upon moving out, they need to do the sanitization. That is not a part that we cover right now. And most of them, actually all of them have to agree to that terms and conditions. So they would actually do that. But on top of that, I think doctors or the frontliners, they are clearly aware the risk that they have, and they actually take very good care of, you know, their hygiene point of view. So they are actually pretty diligent in that sense.
So you mentioned earlier that initially you were bearing part of the cost of the rental of these units. Yep. Has there been any progress to that?
Yeah, we are still doing it. We are still doing it, offering any doctors or whoever that needs it, then just come over to us and we will arrange it. Right now, because... we also started offering to other tenants for those who are soon to be homeless as well.
Mm.
So we are looking how to balance that two initiatives that we are doing.
So you say that you are already anticipating some tenants to be homeless. Are you talking about eviction rates being on the rise?
Yes. So just to give you some stats, as of today, we have around 230,000 rental relief given out, granted by the landlords themselves. It's privately negotiated between the landlord and tenant. And at the same time, we see there's an increase of 30% of tenants that is late in payment compared to the standard norm.
Mm.
And we see that a lot of them are, say, most of them, because when we credit screen them, they are, their jobs are mostly gig workers or self-employed. Those small business owners, these are severely impacted by COVID-19 and it hampers their capability to pay rental. So we suspect these groups would be soon to be homeless. Yeah, that's why we are looking, that's why we work with KYY Homes, our partner, to work out $500,000 worth of rental relief for these groups.
So how did you organize this? You know, how did you get all these landlords to offer tenants a discount?
Well, so for those privately agreed, we don't involve in those. Like, for example, 230,000 worth of rent relief was privately negotiated. I mean, when the government announced on the loan moratorium,
mm-hmm.
Tenants came to us and said, hey, government did this. Is the rental going to be something like that as well? And we said, oh, that's not our duty or our part of our scope. So I said, we recommend them to negotiate directly with the landlord. And obviously, then we see a pattern. We release some guidelines on what to do. And so they just negotiate privately, and then they just let us know, okay, we reduce rent, and we will just execute as per their agreement. So that's on that front. So, but when we see on the soon-to-be-homeless kind of guys, that one, because we work with some operators or property investors groups, they have excess in supply or whatnot, and they thought that, you know, we can make this a good deed for the community, right? So we basically outreach to a few partners to discuss these are the things that we want to help with all these people to give them a shelter for this time of period. And they most of them are quite, you know, positive reacting to our plan.
It is time for a break, but when we come back, we cover the outlook for the property segment post-MCO and how Speed Home and its cash reserves are coping in this partial lockdown. Powering Through the Pandemic, we'll be right back on BFM 89.9.
Best for money. BFM 89.9.
BFM 89.9, this is Powering Through the Pandemic. I'm Audrey Raj. Speed Home CEO Wong Wei Ming is on the phone with me, and we are discussing the cool things the PropTech platform has been doing to help not only its tenants and landlords weather the storm, but frontliners and the riot as well. Wei Ming, before the break, we were talking about how eviction rates are on the rise. So obviously, while everyone has been focusing on the aviation sector, tourism, hospitality being impacted by COVID-19 and this MCO, the property sector has also very clearly felt its impact.
Yeah, so we see that when the MCO has announced, actually before the MCO, we have started to get some Airbnb operators that came over to us and discussed how can we work together, because generally those properties that were geared for travelers practically have no income right now, right? So they have to do something about it. Fortunately, long-term rental, six to 12 months kind of rental is still strong, in the sense where, you know, because these are essential, you know, people need a roof to stay under, right?
Yeah.
So they are still going to rent. So switching to long term in the absence of travelers, I think this is one of the things that we see in the trend. In terms of property rental, during the 18th of March, the drop was like a cliff, right? 70% drop. We see the trend going up now, increased by right now compared to March, we increased by 20 to 30%. So I think the traffic is coming back online again. People are used to this already. They somehow, you know, hopefully by end of this month, the MCO will be gradually lifted. Then things will be, I wouldn't say back to normal, but I think the digital platform would play an even bigger role in property rental transactions specifically.
But what about deals that were done pre-MCO, you know, with an agreement to move in, say, 1st of April or 15th of April? What happens then?
So tenants came to us and talked about this. In fact, some that are supposed to move out because the tenancy has ended, we recommend them to speak with the landlord to extend the stay for, you know, another month or two. So that's what we are doing right now. So a lot of deals are hinging on upon MCO is listed, then the tenancy will actually take place.
So the moratorium on loans, you know, as directed by Bank Negara, I understand that that was received very well by property owners, but it also caused a lot of confusion initially, right?
That part was, you know, whether the interest, is it compound? And, you know, I think over the Bank Negara has came up with some kind of guidelines to clear it up. I think there is a lack of a list where, you know, which bank does what. I think everyone needs to check with their own banks. But, I mean, I've been receiving some SMS from the banks that, you can reply, cancel to opt out from this loan moratorium thing. So I think it's a good thing. I mean, for a lot of houses that cannot rent out at this point, it will significantly impact the landlord's property owner cash flow. So opting for that is a good short-term measure.
So you mentioned that Speed Home also released its own guidelines on what landlords can do if, you know, their tenants are asking for rental relief. Maybe you can share some of those guidelines with us.
So we most of the transactions that we look at is around 2,000 and below, which is the mass market. We are looking at around common cases. It's around 10 to 20% of rent discount for a month or two. We have seen some landlords in the rare cases where we have around 10 cases of them, where the landlord was generous enough to say, let's waive it for the next 3 months for you. And those are those tenants are predominantly working in the travel industry. So I think that's a very good generosity show by the landlord. And I think on the higher end part, the discount can be a lot. Sometimes it goes up to 1,000 discount a month just to keep the tenant in, right? In fact, we say, you know, if it's a good time to show some compassion. Everyone is a victim of this COVID-19. So everyone is a loser, you know. So I think don't just think about yourself that, oh, you have to give the waiver and all those things. We should do something good in this period of time.
All right. Now, earlier, Wei Ming, you spoke about cash flow. You know, how has the MCO affected Speed Home's cash flow? You know, are your cash reserves strong enough to tide you over until the end of MCO? You know, you're also helping to kind of cover some of the rent for frontliners as well, right? So how is this affecting the finances at Speed Home?
Yeah, I was quite stressed, you know. Inside, I'm still stressed. So a few things that we did upon the MCO, we immediately discussed on the options, what are things that we need to cut. We successfully cut around 20 to 30% of our expenses. Then this Peter Jagger, these frontliners came in. You know, the cash in bank, it's, of course, we are still in a safe level, but if things continue to be like this, it's not actually in a safe level, right? Mm. So we actually went out to talk to our staff as well. We say, okay, why not we consider donate our salary as part to subsidize as well? So I think 60% of our staff actually agreed to take 10% of their salary to subsidize this program as well. So I'm very grateful for that. Then at the same time, we have stopped all kind of incentives as to reduce the burn of the company. So I think all in all, I think this month's sales actually is better than our budget in terms of during MCO adjusted budget. So things are looking better than we thought. So what we are doing is we see that this COVID-19 has actually changed the behavior of the users. You know, first of all, they are more open to renting house directly without even physically going. I think that's a very good thing, reduce travel. And that will actually help us to propel once the MCO is lifted with the social distancing ruling kind of still going to be applicable. I think we are very bullish on once the MCO is lifted. And that's why we are also going to launch our crowdfunding again soon.
All right. Now, Wei Ming, we've been talking about how busy you've been during the MCO. Were there any ideas that crossed your mind on, you know, how to pivot during this time that you felt just couldn't be done? Some crazy ideas that you know, popped up but were never executed.
Well, we actually took this, you know, actually for me, it's quite busy. I mean, for my staff, obviously the messages have reduced significantly and support has reduced significantly. So we took the opportunity to outreach to our customer to get their feedback. You know, we are preparing for, you know, we are just preparing for the sunny days right now. We actually made around more than 2,000 to 3,000 calls to customers, to the vendors, to operators to find out what are the things that we could do to help them. So we have got a lot of feedback that we could do once MCO is lifted. So we don't actually have anything specific that, you know, we want to do something wild and crazy. Mm-hmm. But it's just that, you know, getting feedback from customer is one of the things that when you're busy, you just don't have the time to do it.
Yeah.
So we actually took this opportunity to talk to our customers to learn what are other things that we can potentially help them with. So this month was a pretty good month of insight. Yeah.
Wei Ming, just before we go, what's been the biggest challenge for you as an entrepreneur during this period? You know, has this MCO, has COVID-19, has it taught you anything new about yourself or entrepreneurship in general?
This MCO has actually had a lot of sleepless nights, thinking about how to pay all the salary and how to grow the business. And I think the one thing that came out very strongly is that I'm very glad that, you know, all the staff were. When you have a good team, great team, you can get through almost anything. I mean, I put it on record that I told all of them, you know, this is the crucial time that, you know, if you want to turn the tide, we want to emerge as a winner in this kind of market, we need to work extra hard, triple hard, right? Mm. So I told them, you all have to work 14 hours a day. Some of them were like, are you serious? I said, well, as much as possible, let's get to 14 hours a day. So that's where we actually take this period to, you know, to learn a lot about customer, to see how can we emerge stronger after this MCO. But I think one thing is for sure, is the financially, we were very, you know, being a startup, really stressful for us, especially we have around 60 headcounts to pay. So I actually told them that, you know, I will take pay cuts just to make sure that you all get the salary. So I think these are the things in the tough times we can see a lot of good sides of people.
I've been speaking with Wong Wei Ming, CEO of Speed Home. Now, if you missed out on any part of this conversation, the podcast of this interview will be up on our website, bfm.my, in just a few minutes. You can also catch up on all our podcasts on the BFM app, iTunes, Spotify, or anywhere else you get your podcast fix. My name is Audrey Raj. This is Powering Through the Pandemic on BFM 89.9, the business station.
Powering through the pandemic on BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.